You know, mothers are a very ajeeb creation, right? The love they have, the heart they have, the amount of forgiveness they have. They'll sacrifice their own comfort for our comfort. If we begin to become sick, they'll actually wish that, you know what, give me that sickness, I'd rather you sleep all night. We leave our home and she'll sit there and she'll give us du'as. We come home sometimes in the middle of the night, thinking the entire house is asleep. We'll pass by her room and she'll faintly call out your name to make sure you're okay. And she won't sleep until you're snuggled in your bed and you're comfortable and you're fast asleep and you're safe. The innate nature of the mother is that she will, like I said, protect you from harm, if that means she puts her own self in harm. Take your struggle away, if that means that she herself is in struggle. But the mothers of Karbala were not like that. There's something even more ajeeb and strange about the mothers of Karbala, that they would go against that own innate nature to take the struggle away from their child. In fact, they would prepare their children for a battle, for bloodshed, to sacrifice their own life. No mother wants to still be alive and bury her child. Nobody. The dua also always is that if Allah wishes to take me before they take you. But we see on the day of Ashura, Bibi Zainab is prepping her sons for a battle. Is giving them a talk in the tent. Because while the innate nature is to protect your child, what is more afdal and grand than that innate nature is for me to protect Hussein. And you look at the way that Bibi Zainab would mourn certain people and not mourn other people, and you would begin to realize how much love she had for her brother Hussein. Throughout the battles of Ashura, when the Shaheed would call out in the middle of the war, in the middle of the battlefield, for Imam Hussein to come and save them or be with them, she would remain in the tent. But the love that Bibi Zainab had for Imam Hussein was so strong that the only time that she came out of the tent was when Ali Akbar said, "Alayka minni salam, ya abata." When he called out for his father. Why? Because Zainab knew that Akbar was the most difficult shahadat of Imam Hussein's mission. And to share in the grief of my brother, I'm gonna come running out and share in that grief with Imam Hussein. Ulu Muhammad now approached their uncle Imam Hussein and say, "Mamu, if you can please, we're ready to go give our lives for this mission." They were not even baligh yet. Ulu Muhammad with two brothers that were, some say 12, 13, 10, they were less than baligh. To the point where they weren't even able to mount themselves onto the horses. I'm trying to create an image for all of you. Imam Hussein, time and time again, would say, "Look, I can't give you permission. I can't give you permission. I can't give you permission." Until a moment comes where Bibi Zainab says, "Abbas, tell Hussein to come and see me in my tents." Hussein goes running, Bibi Zainab calls him. Bibi Zainab says, "Bhaiya, do you remember in Siffin, when an 8-year-old Abbas was fighting the battle, and that battle was won, and the look on the face of our Baba Ali had so much pride in it, that's my Abbas, that's my Abbas, that's my Abbas. Yes, I remember that, Zainab. Of course, I was there, I remember that. Do you want to strip me of that pride? All I have to give for your mission are my two sons. Let me give you my two sons for your mission." The books tell us that the two came. Imam Hussein had two small green amamas. Imam Hussein placed one imama on Owen's head. Abu Fazl placed the other imama on Muhammad's head. Imam Hussein mounted one child on the horse. Abu Fazl mounted on one child, one horse. Both of them said to Imam Hussein, that Mamu, if it's okay, can you just take us to the khaymah, the tent where our mother is? We want to give her our last salams, if that's okay with you. Imagine now these two young boys, 12 and 13, my mothers inshallah are listening. How hard is it for you to change your innate nature from protecting your child to sacrificing your child? These two small boys on these massive horses come near the tent. Allah, we're going now. Khudafis, accept our salam. What happened to Bibi Zainab, I have no idea. These two roared into the Maidan of Karbala. These were the grandchildren of Amir al-Mu'mineen. 30 plus kuffar they killed. But Umar bin Saad separated those two. And one by one they began to, of course, strike them with swords and strike them with rocks. Until, of course, they fell from the horse. As-salamu alayka, ya Aba Abdullah. Abu al-Fazl goes running. Imam Hussein goes running. They take each of them back to the khaymah. Now everybody is waiting. What will be Zainab's reaction? Zainab's tent opens. Bibi Zainab.